Other side of the Obamacare rollout, and the woman who became the face of the website fiasco plastered on the homepage of healthcare.gov. The source of anger for so many, and ABC's Amy Robach spoke to her in an ABC News exclusive. Great to see you, Amy.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Robin. And her picture may be gone now from the website, but the woman who actually has a name, Adriana, says she is not completely over the sting of what she calls bullying.
It's the face that launched a frenzied hunt.
That smiling lady.
Have you seen the mystery girl?
As frustrations with the glitch-plagued Obamacare website mounted, people turned their attention to the mystery woman on the homepage. And until now, her identity remained a secret.
Why do you want to speak out now?
Because, I mean, I deserve a chance to tell people who I am and not just let everybody else say whatever they want.
So who is the woman who was the face of the Obamacare website?
I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and I'm not a professional model.
Adriana, who asked that we not use her last name, is from Colombia and not a U.S. citizen, though she is eligible to apply for health care under her permanent residency status. And while she says the picture was supposed to be a typical stock photo, she says she never anticipated it would quickly become a laughingstock.
We signed the release that said it was possibly going to be used for material for promoting the health care. We just didn't know that it was going to have a negative impact.
You've been dubbed Glitch Girl, the most despised face on the planet. Did you ever anticipate this type of publicity, scrutiny?
No.
Adding insult to injury, Adriana says she wasn't paid for the photo.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before in your life?
Well, this is actually a reason why I wanted to be here, because as a kid, I never went through that. But now I am, you know, it's some sort of bullying.
It is bullying.
But at the same time, you know, I thought I had to do this.